Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Doc's taking care of him. He'll be all right.
Tucker's got to be there. Tucker will be there.
Tucker's not going to be there, is he?
Oh, man, he better be there. He's the best receiver we got.
He looked bad hating. I never seen anybody get hit that hard.
Yeah, Tuck's tough. He'll bounce back.
Yeah, well, he can bounce. We just saw that.
Hey, Doc, is he all right?
Doc's got him all taped up. He's on his way now.
Is he going to be able to play?
Says he wants to.
He spoke? Great.
Hey, there he is. Huh? What guy? How you feeling, Tuck?
I think I feel okay, Coach.
Is that kid tough or what?
You sure taped up a lot. You gonna be able to catch a football?
Who's he gonna be able to catch a football? Here, Tuck, catch. Okay, that's too much tape. Start unwrapping it. Behind victory.
I told you this team had character.
Just wish now I hadn't called them a worthless pile of garbage at halftime.
I think they've learned to read between the lines.
What's that?
It's Tucker. They're ripping off his tape.
Boy, I told you that kid was tough. And Harry.
Not anymore.
Oh, man, I tell you, I just can't stand to hear a kid suffer like that.
Well, I am pleased with our performance today.
What?
Proud of our boys. Stuck to the game plan, didn't make a lot of mental mistakes, kept our poise at the end. All in all, a very satisfying effort.
What the hell are you talking about, Donald?
Nothing really, just musing. So, what's everybody doing tonight?
Well, I don't know about you, but I got a world-class weekend planned. I got Christine coming over. We're going to meet at the cabin. And I got two porterhouse steaks, as thick as mattresses, marinating in the fridge. Got so much firewood, it melt the polar ice cap. I'm going to nail the front door shut. Ain't coming out till Monday.
Sounds good. What are you doing, Luth?
Nothing.
Want to do something together?
Aren't you going to be with Judy tonight?
She's out of town with her women's basketball team. Guess you could say I'm a stag without his doe. A drake without his duck. A gander without his goose.
Well, you're a guy without a date, Dobber.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd like to do something. Why don't you have in mind?
I don't know. Saturday night, we're a couple of single guys with the world at our feet. Let's go ice fishing.
Hey, you know that's something I have always wanted to try.
It's great. You cut a hole in the ice, and you put a little hut over it. Then you sit there with a couple of brewskis and a kerosene heater. If you don't suffocate from the fumes, it's a lot of fun. Hey, Coach, can we borrow your equipment?
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Just don't break anything.
Can we use your lake?
Well, it's not my lake, Dobber.
But you act like it is.
Dad, what are they doing to that poor guy?
Oh, honey, just close the door, will you, sweetheart? It'll be fine.
Hey, we'll see you this evening. Stuart, Kelly, we stay and talk, but we don't have anything to say to you guys.
Hey, that was a great game today, Coach.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We're really proud of you. Mm-hmm. Listen, we were wondering, is there any chance we could borrow your truck this weekend?
Why?
Because the heater in my car doesn't work and the top won't stay up. We freeze to death.
Where are you going?
Stuart's parents invited us to their place in Wisconsin for the weekend.
Again?
What do you mean, again?
Well, geez, you were just there last weekend.
So?
So, and you spent the weekend before that, and the weekend before that, it seems like you spent every weekend there the last month.
What difference does it make to you?
It doesn't make any difference to me. It's just that you've been spending so much time in Wisconsin, you could probably vote there.
Dad, what is the problem?
I don't have a problem. It just seems like you've been wanting to spend a lot more time on the weekends with the Rosebrocks than you do with me, that's all.
You always want to be left alone in your cabin on the weekends.
Since when?
Since I've known you, sir.
Well, not this weekend. This weekend I wanted to spend with you guys. I mean, geez, I bought a couple of steaks and I've been marinating them special and everything. I was really kind of looking forward to having dinner, you know? I've been looking forward to it all week.
I have an idea. Why don't you come with us?
My parents would love to have you.
Well, I'll come with you. I'll eat my steaks.
Dad, I bet if you gave it a chance, you'd enjoy it. I can't believe how much fun we have when we go there.
You do?
Oh, yeah. You know, you've hardly even gotten to know them. They are wonderful people. I've fallen in love with both of them.
You have?
Come on. Why don't you join us, Coach?
Stu, your parents haven't really invited me.
You don't need an invitation at my house. Dad always says, the more, the merrier.
Well, I don't know. Christine was really looking forward to spending the weekend at the cabin. I mean, you know how inflexible she is.
Well, I just don't want you moping around all weekend feeling abandoned.
I'm not going to mope around. What do you think I am, a five-year-old? Here, take the keys, take the car. Just go on, forget all about me.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad. You're the greatest.
Yeah, all right. Have a great time.
Oh, don't worry, we will.
Want to cut up a carrot for the salad?
Sure.
You all right? You seem a little distracted tonight.
No, I'm fine.
Something's bothering you. What is it?
Well, if I told you what was bothering me, you'd just say I was being irrational.
I promise I won't. What's bothering you?
Wisconsin.
Okay, Hayden, of all the states, what is it about Wisconsin that bothers you?
It's not the state. It's Kelly in Wisconsin with the Rosebrocks.
Did they go up there again?
Ah, see? I'm not the only one.
What? Who is that?
Oh, it's Luther and Dauber.
Hi, Hayden. Hi, Christine. You heard that, huh? We're trying not to bother you.
It didn't work, Luth.
We're just going to take this stuff, go down, like we'll bother you in one another.
Good.
This is the last time you bothered, just you didn't know where you put the chainsaw so we can cut a hole in the ice.
It's in the tool shed.
You won't see us again tonight.
Okay.
Wait, just to make sure you don't see us again tonight. If it's all right, we bring this stuff back in the morning.
Hey, Christine, you're not going to need the chainsaw tonight, are you?
No. I trimmed my bangs before I came.
Morning's fine.
We're out of here.
See you guys tomorrow.
You know, those guys are the two best friends I have in the world. Pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe I'm just not a sports person, but could you explain to me what the appeal is in ice fishing?
Well, it's not the sport, Christine. I mean, it's camaraderie, you know, the peace, the quiet, the serenity. Mostly it's a camaraderie. It's gonna be a lousy weekend, isn't it?
Why do you say that?
Because I got Heckle and Jekyll out there cutting holes in my eyes. My doggone daughter's in Wisconsin defecting to another family.
Why is it bothering you so much that Kelly and Stuart are going to visit the Rosebrocks this weekend?
Because it's not just this weekend. Do you know how many weekends they've done this in a row?
Well, maybe they have fun up there.
In Wisconsin? I mean, what are they suddenly, cheese freaks? I mean, what is the big attraction? What have the Rosebrocks got that I haven't got? What are they, a cult?
I can't believe the way you're blowing this whole thing out of proportion.
Out of proportion? Well, Christine, I have a serious problem here. I got people in America's Dairyland maybe brainwashing my daughter. She loves these people. She came right out and admitted that.
They're her in-laws. I think that's great.
Oh, fine. Join the cult.
Well, I can tell where this is headed.
What do you mean by that?
I know you, Hayden. Once you start spinning out of control like this, there's just no reeling you back. You're going to obsess about this for the rest of the weekend.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. It's a pattern with you. First, you're going to pout, and then I'm going to try to talk to you about it, but you're going to refuse to talk about it, and I'm going to be frustrated. Then you're going to get defensive, I'm going to get angry, and we're going to end up not talking to each other. Is any of this starting to ring a bell? Now, what I would like us to do is to sit down like two mature adults, discuss this openly and honestly in a calm and rational manner. If you think you can do that, I'm all for it.
Well, you know I can't do that.
That is why I think I should go. If you change your mind later, call me.
Oh, really? You're going to go? You're going to leave me here with nothing but myself? I mean, I'll drive me crazy.
You'll be happier, Hayden. I'll call you Monday.
Well, I could be dead on Monday.
Good. It'll keep your mind off Kelly.
Oh, boy. What a lousy weekend.
Yeah, I swear this is the last time I bother you. You got any bait?
What?
Bait.
Oh, yeah, there's a full coffee can of old bacon bits in the tool shed.
That was bait? Gobbler!
Bill Bailey, won't you please? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Friend or foe? Let's check it out. Come on. Who is it
going to
be? Hayden.
Yeah. Hope I'm not barging in. It was just a neighborhood. Thought I'd pop by.
What a nifty surprise.
Dad!
Well, come in out of the cold. Gosh, you look windblown.
Oh, man, thanks.
We don't have a storm coming up, do we? No, the witch hasn't come out of the gingerbread house.
No, I drove Kelly's car over. By the way, your top blew off just over the state line. Could I get a cup of coffee?
Sure can. You want something stronger than that?
Well, what do you got?
I could put a cinnamon stick in it.
Cup of coffee would be just fine.
Come on in. I want you to meet everybody.
Dan, what are you doing here?
Stuart invited me, didn't he?
Peg, look who's here.
Hayden, what a wonderful surprise.
Coach Fox, what are you doing here?
Oh, just following up on the old invitation, Stu. You know, the more the merrier. Actually, Kelly and Stuart were telling me this afternoon how much, you guys would love to have me down here and how much fun you all have when you're all together. So next thing I knew, I was waking up some farmer asking him where you live.
We're sure glad you're here. Let me introduce everybody. This is Stuart's younger brother, Franklin.
Hi.
His wife, Heather.
Hi.
My father, Martin Rosebrock.
Hi.
And Bjorn Jorgensen, our foreign exchange student from Iceland.
Hi.
Everybody, this is Kelly's father, Hayden Fox.
Hi.
Howdy.
Well, come on, sit down here by the fire, doggone it. Oh. Heather, would you get Hayden some cheese and coffee?
Oh, no. Come on, now. Don't let me interrupt whatever you guys were doing.
Well, we were just in the middle of our Saturday night talent show.
Your what?
Oh, every Saturday night, everybody in my family gets up and performs something.
It's kind of a tradition.
Dad here started it years ago. He didn't like Lawrence Welk.
Still don't.
Okay, well, go ahead. Don't let me stop you. Whatever you're doing.
Dad, can I see you in private for a second?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Excuse us. Oh, that's okay. Why don't we bring Bill Bailey home one more time? Okay. What is the real reason you're here?
I told you I'm here to see you and Aunt Stuart and the Rosebrocks. Okay. Well, I came here to see how come you like them better than me.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. I mean, you seem to want to spend more time with them than me.
No, I don't.
Well, it sure seems like it, Kelly. I mean, I think I'm losing you.
You're not losing me. You're my father. Nothing can ever take your place.
Everything okay out here?
Yeah, Dad, we'll be right in. Now, if you're here to join the fun, I think that's great. But I don't want you worrying, okay? Now, come on. Oh, good, you're back.
Your coffee's on the table there, Hayden. And you ought to try some of those cookies. Kelly made them.
Well, I didn't know you could make cookies.
Yeah.
Never made me any cookies.
Dad.
Never even bought me a cookie.
Well, she does all kinds of stuff around here. She helped me refinish the kitchen table. She helped Peg with the curtains. She's become a real Rosebrock.
She has?
Okie doke. Who's next for the talent show?
Well, how about Kelly? She could probably build you a new addition to your house.
Well, she probably could, but she and Stuart already went.
We performed a political mime. I was the Berlin Wall, and Kelly knocked me down.
Bjorn, how about you next?
Huh? All right.
Hey, Grandpa, are you going to clog dance for us tonight?
Oh, yeah. If I don't clog, my arteries will.
Oh, Grandpa.
But you first, Bjorn.
I'd like to recite a poem from my native land. It's called Reykjavik, your Vinsvept Shores. Reykjavik, your Vinsvept Shores. So cold, so dark, as barren as an old woman. No sunlight, no warmth for months. I miss you so.
That was beautiful, Bjorn, and a lot more upbeat than last week. I think Wisconsin's starting to agree with you.
Well, the days are getting shorter.
Every year we take in a foreign exchange student. It's like we have children all over the world.
Yeah, I knew a guy in the Navy like that.
I think it's great the way the Rosebrocks welcome everyone into their home.
They certainly made me feel welcome.
Yeah, where are you from, Heather?
Down the street.
Heather's family has lived two doors down from us for years and years.
Oh, yeah, you must get a chance to see your parents all the time.
Not anymore.
Well, who's next?
Well, if nobody's going to volunteer, I will. I've written a little song dedicated to our newest daughter, Pegasus to the tune of Daisy. Kelly, Kelly, you're our daughter now. You're so special, I'll bet you could milk a cow. You've helped us make cookies and curtains, and here's one thing that's certain. You're so sweet, our family's complete, 'cause Kelly's a Rosebrock now.
Home. See you later.
Already?
Just here. Yeah, well, I think I've seen everything I needed to see. The show was great. Thanks for the cheese and the coffee. You people are really spectacular. I can't believe what I've just witnessed. I'm... Okay,
Dad, why are you leaving?
Gee, that was abrupt.
I know. I hope nothing happened to upset him.
Oh, no, he's fine. I can tell when he's upset. Maybe he's a little upset. Excuse me.
Kelly, what are you doing here?
I followed you.
My God, young lady, how fast were you driving? I was doing 90. You could have been killed.
I wasn't the one in a convertible with four bald tires.
Your tires are bald? I could have been killed. Not that anybody would have noticed.
Dad, what is the matter with you? Why did you leave like that?
Leave like what? I thought I left very politely.
Politely? You ran over their mailbox.
Oh, thank God that was a mailbox.
Understand you. You embarrassed me in front of my whole family.
Oh, God forbid I should embarrass you in front of the almighty Rosebrocks. I mean, who am I? Oh, that's right. I'm your old family.
What? That's supposed to mean?
Kelly, I'm not blind. I was at the Rosebrocks tonight. I saw what was going on. I heard you call Mr. Rosebrock Dad. That's a name that used to be mine.
Dad?
No, don't call me that. It's not ridiculous. Do you know how it made me feel seeing you have the time of your life tonight with another family? I mean, how would you feel if I was seeing another daughter? Jeez, Kelly, I think I'm losing you, and I don't get it. I don't know why. I mean, what's so special about them?
There's nothing special about them.
Well, that's what I thought. Why do you keep wanting to spend so much time with them? I mean, what do they got that I haven't got? I just want to know what the big secret is.
There's no secret, Dad. They're just a family. And I've never had that before.
What do you mean you've never had that before? What the hell are your mother and I?
Divorced! Don't get me wrong, Dad, I'm not blaming you. That's just the way it was. But when you split the whole family up. And there was never a time where our house was filled with aunts or uncles or cousins, grandparents. And I missed that, Dad.
I thought I could be all the family you needed, Kelly.
Well, for most people, you'd be all the family they could stand. I guess I've fallen in love with the big family. I love being a part of all that and being accepted. But I can't seem to make you understand that bringing the Rosebrocks into my life does not mean I'm pushing you out. There's room for everybody.
How do I compete with them? There's only one of me, and I don't sing.
Well, you don't have to sing. But you could try being a little more accepting of me and Stuart and our life.
Singing sounds a lot easier. I'll try.
That's all I ask.
No, it isn't. You want me to actually do it.
I just want you to know that when it comes to my love, you never, ever have to worry. There's no contest. You're my daddy.
You know, I did actually used to sing, do you?
You did?
You were two, don't you remember?
No.
Yeah, I used to sing this song to you called, My Little Buckaroo.
You did?
Yeah. Let me see if I can remember. You go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you think it's time to rounding up a lot of things to do? Something, something, something. Little buckaroo. Something with an acorn. Little buckaroo. Little buckaroo.